You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you. In bills, not in coins, because that would probably hurt.
Worries drift away when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoVille, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSNV extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
My 3 children were born in the state, and to get the opportunity I'm very blessed, and my goodness, it's one of the top programs in the country, and I'm very excited to be here.
That's Illinois' new head basketball coach, Brad Underwood. He was with Mully and Hanley earlier today. You can catch that entire interview at your own leisure right there at 670thescore.com. Or you can hear more from Brad tomorrow as he and athletic director Josh Whitman will join Spiegel and Parkins at 10 a.m. right here in studio. On the court, Illinois takes on Boise State in the NIT. Coverage here on The Score starts at 7:30. Chris Collins from Northwestern also joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Lots of college basketball happenings today. In the NBA, the Bulls are off. They play at Toronto tomorrow. The Raptors at 41-29 are fourth in the East. Earlier, the team assigned Cameron Payne to the Windy City Bulls. Also this evening, the Pacers host the Jazz, and Golden State visits the Thunder. In hockey, the top-seeded Blackhawks are also off today. They skate in Vancouver tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves lost to Grand Rapids 3-2. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Spring training, the Cubs face the Rockies today with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. First pitch a few minutes away. Kyle Schwarber leads off, and he plays left field. Eloy Jimenez is out for at least 3 weeks with a bone bruise in his shoulder. The White Sox host the Giants. Ronaldo Lopez opposing Johnny Cueto. That's about to start. World Baseball Classic. Netherlands plays Puerto Rico. That game time tonight is 9 o'clock. And NFL news, competition committee, they want to begin hiring full-time refs in time for the 2017 season. And Geno Smith is signing with the Giants. E.J. Manuel will sign with the Raiders. This scoreboard update brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. Taco Bell's beefy, cheesy, crispy crunch wrap is an icon, but with an extra layer of everything you love, the triple double crunch wrap is in a league of its own. The bigger, beefier triple double crunch wrap is back only at Taco Bell. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by the Village of Wheeling. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
After deliberative thought and evaluation, including multiple meetings with Tom about the future, I've decided to make a change in the leadership of our men's basketball program. Tom Crean brought us through one of the most challenging periods in IU history. led his players to many successes on and off the court, including particularly in the classroom, and represented our university with class and integrity.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and also watch 670thescore.com. That was Fred Glass talking about not the new coach, but the old coach. Tom Crean is no more. Well, he's still alive, but he's not coaching there anymore.
He's alive, and he's going to get a job yeah. because he's good enough at what he does. But Indiana basketball looking for a new era, and here to talk about that is Zach Osterman on Twitter, at Zach Osterman, the Indianapolis Stars IU beat reporter, who joins us on the Home Run in Pizza hotline. The madness is here. Don't drop the ball. Watch the games with a Home Run in Pizza today. Thanks for joining us, Zach. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about y'all?
We're good. We're trying to figure out what Indiana wants or needs in a head coach going forward. This isn't Kelvin Sampson. This isn't Mike Davis. This is coming from a place where everything feels all right, even though you just let go of a coach. What's next?
I think that's kind of one of the really big talking points, frankly, is you're right. For the first time in a really long time, there's not kind of some cloud lingering over the program when you're going into the hiring process, whether you're still not that far removed from the Bobby Knight firing in 2006, or obviously what happened with Kelvin Sampson in 2008. And between that and how much, I mean, Fred Glass wasn't waving balance sheets around on Thursday at his press conference, but how much he sort of wanted to emphasize resources wouldn't be a problem, that you know, budgets were going to be able to facilitate whatever Indiana needed to get done to get the guy they wanted. I think they want to shoot really high. I it's hard for me to put like one specific name mm-hmm. on there other than to go ahead and cross Brad Stevens off, obviously. But it really is kind of the healthiest place IU's been in hiring a head basketball coach in a long time. And so in a way, maybe it kind of becomes a referendum on just how good of a program Indiana is perceived to be nationally.
I heard and read what Fred Glass said and what he said when he fired the football coach, Kevin Wilson, and what he said the university stood for and must stand for. I do not see a way how that same guy who said those things can have Steve Alford sitting next to him at a press conference and have to answer questions about the horrific stuff that Alford perpetrated at the University of Iowa. How can he possibly do that?
To be honest with you, without editorializing, there are a lot of people down here asking that too. And that's one reason why, for all the kind of noise that's come out of the sort of Alford to IU narrative, if you will, I'm not really sure I'm buying it, I guess, is what I'd say. And I'm not going to guarantee he's not going to be Indiana's next head coach. Don't misunderstand. This is not me flatly ruling him out. But I think that is going to be something, you're absolutely right. Not just Fred Glass, but I think Michael McRobbie, Indiana's president, Indiana University's president, would probably blanch at that somewhat. I mean, this is a university that I believe is still under a Title IX investigation. Not the athletic department, but the university as a whole. And frankly, I also think, as Alford's name has continually been brought up, at least anecdotally, talking to fans, talking to friends who graduated from IU, those kinds of things. I think as more people have kind of confronted Steve Alford's just record as a coach, that they maybe have realized that for a guy who's been a coach for more than two decades, you know, he doesn't have a lot on his resume that Tom Crean, for example, didn't have when he left Indiana. So, I'm not guaranteeing he's not going to be Indiana's next head coach, but I am not buying wholesale into the Steve Alford is, in fact, I'm not really buying at all into the Steve Alford is Indiana's sort of top target, you know, storyline that's running around out there.
Good. Indiana feels different about its basketball more so than any other state I can imagine, because, you know, hell, you look at the professional ranks where the Indiana Pacers, while they were good for a little while there, they still weren't drawing because of the kind of basketball, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the recruiting player profile when it comes to the University of Indiana, we've always joked anecdotally about the guys like Calbert Chaney and Alan Henderson, good fundamental basketball players, good athletes, but somehow stifled by Indiana basketball. And it's jokingly, but can you recruit any kind of player to go play Indiana basketball, or does any kind of player want to play?
Jared Jeffries.
Yeah. There's a certain kind of guy. Yep. Can any kind of player play at Indiana and the fan base be happy about it?
You know, I certainly think there is definitely sort of this symbiotic relationship between Indiana high school basketball, Indiana college basketball, that fans really, really cling to. And I'm not just talking about IU fans. I think that applies to Purdue. I think it applies to Butler. I think it even applies a little bit to Notre Dame. But I think it has always had a strong resonance within the IU fan base. And, you know, I mean, per capita, Indiana, for a state of its size, produces a disproportionate number of you know, future NBA players. So you understand why, just from a practical standpoint, fans and certainly coaches would want to see Indiana players on Indiana's roster, you know, just because of the talent level within the state. I've long argued, I think that it's always good for Indiana's coach to have a few Indiana guys, but I've long argued that if a coach comes in, sets out a system, and wins, his fans are going to find a way to embrace whatever it is that, you know, he does. And there were a lot of fans that got frustrated with style under Tom Crean. Certainly the fact that after a really strong start, his in-state recruiting waned. Mm-hmm. But I would argue if he was averaging 24, 26 wins a year,
right,
that would probably just be kind of an ancillary factor. I don't know how much Indiana fans would want to be kind of that, like, one-and-done Kentucky thing. But
if Josh Smith and Al Jefferson would have gone, people would have been upset.
Well, I don't know. They would have been upset if those guys had gotten to a Final Four. Again, I think winning is the ultimate creator of culture. And Indiana maybe has some cultural tenets that it wants to cling to. But I think if Indiana's getting to Final Fours all the time and not getting in trouble with the NCAA, they're not going to care that much how it gets done. I think they're going to buy into whatever that is.
The other thing that winning does is it allows a coach to act however he wants. And especially Indiana fans know that with the ghost of Bob Knight still lurking in the fringes, that the Tom Crean situation was explained to me by someone who would know is somewhat similar to Charlie Weiss, in that he carried himself in a way that this is who I am, this is what matters to me, this is how I treat people, and I don't want to go down to the Rotary Club in Seymour if I don't have to. That there is a certain idea of having to do some of the more small-town politics. And there's players in some of these spots, like you say. Indiana's got guys in the hinterlands who are legitimate players, and some coaches are just more willing, more able, and better at smiling through some of those fish boils and Kiwanis Club dinners and booster stuff in some of these towns, playing that parochial game. Will the new guy be asked to do that?
I certainly think he will, and it's kind of, you know, again, I guess to make the Weiss comparison, because I covered Weiss for his last year at Notre Dame, or the Tom Crean comparison, that I don't know that he'll be forced to, but I think you're right. I think it would be better for him. And again, when people kind of look at Indiana basketball, particularly when the job is open, they are looking at all those sort of cultural reference points that y'all have mentioned, the recruiting in state, the being able to kind of deal with small town politics, more sort of coziness with donors and boosters wanting to be kind of up near you, not necessarily like come and practice or anything, but having, you know, fish fries, having big dinners in the summers, those things, you know, those kinds of things. I think that's how you kind of bridge the gap, if you can get that right, between saying I'm going to do things my way, but I'm also going to acknowledge some of what's important to Indiana as a fan base. And if y'all will accept that I'm sort of crossing some of those bridges, I hope you can accept that there's certain things I'm going to do that are just about how, that are just sort of my coaching style.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, and again, look, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people have said in the last week or so, are two Big Ten titles in 5 years not good enough for Indiana? I would argue that the question should be asked in reverse. Two Big Ten titles in 5 years, absolutely good enough. 31 Big Ten losses in the other 3 years is what I think got Fred Glass to where he was on Thursday when he made the change. And what I mean by that is if we're talking about Tom Crean winning 22, 23 games a year in those other 3 years, we're not having this discussion. So you definitely need to sort of kiss the ring a little bit when it comes to IU basketball. There's no doubt about that. But I also think that you just need to be able to establish something that wins consistently. doesn't get obviously in trouble with the NCAA and doesn't, you know, when you talk about maybe off the court stuff, behavior, whether it's coaches, players, whatever, you know, fans generally just want to feel like there's not constantly just sort of drama surrounding that. If you can achieve that, these people will love you. And I don't know that. I think the rest of it will just be varying degrees of window dressing.
All right, I want to explore that a little further because your colleague at the Star, Greg Doyle, wrote a pointed second-person column, essentially talking to that fan, that demanding fan, and saying, you and your expectations got Tom Crean fired. And it wasn't necessarily saying that, you know, making a case for Crean. It was just pointing out how vocal the fans are, and there's still some of that Indiana fan sense of birthright that don't tell them they're not on whatever Mount Rushmore you want to create. Don't tell them that they're not Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, and UCLA or whatever, Kentucky, that they're right there in their minds. So at this stage, at this point, what does the university want to fan those flames? Does the university now? Here, do we go? We got the guy taking the Illinois job, saying we've got to talk about ourselves as the best, the best, the best. You know, the more that that happens, it may not really be true anymore. And I guess the university has to figure out how it wants to set expectations from its end.
I think that is a difficult question. I don't think you're wrong about that at all. And I think there's really no way of arguing that, you know, I did a story over the weekend just kind of talking to a lot of national reporters and recruiting people and all that, who all basically said Indiana's probably still a top 10-ish job in the country, and at various different points you can make an argument for where it falls in there, but that there's four jobs that are head and shoulders above every other right now, or four programs anyway, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, and Indiana does not fall in league with them. Now, has it in the past? I would argue it probably has during, you know, from maybe 1975 until about 1993, 94. It probably was in that group, just sort of, you know, during Knight's halcyon period. But it's certainly not there now. It has the potential to at least rise further up that top 10. But I think you're right in the sense that fan support is always such an important piece of the appeal of a job. Not wanting that to maybe become self-defeating, I guess, is also very important. Now, you know, you could probably also fairly point out that because of the situation he walked into, Tom Crean got an immense amount of it. He got three full years, the three sort of losingest seasons, or the losingest three-year stretch in Indiana basketball history anyway, to rebuild the product on the court before mm-hmm. anybody ever really tangibly started the clock, so to speak, on his tenure. But that, you know, this next coach probably isn't going to quite get that. And so I think you are going to need somebody who's going to be able to navigate that. Not just like the small town politics and all that stuff that you talked about, which I think is totally relevant. But I also think somebody who's going to be able to deal with fan pressure without maybe feeling like they've got to buck against it or cave to it, either one. And that's a select group of people, but if you can find the right one and they can win quickly, then these people are going to embrace them. We saw it with Tom Crean.
All right, so give us some of the names, if it's not Steve Alford, that the University of Indiana should be looking at.
I think Indiana is going to try hard to swing for the fences. I think that comes into a select group of coaches that are in really good positions, but, you know, I mean, some coaches you know aren't going to leave where they are right now. It's hard for me to, like, give a crystallized sort of list, but I would say Archie Miller's probably got to be in that realm. Tony Bennett. There's a lot of people down this way who really want to believe in Billy Donovan. I you know, that seems like kind of like fantasy to me, but it's kind of one of those where I've also said with a guy like Billy Donovan or a guy like Brad Stevens, maybe you make the connection knowing he'll tell you no, but then you chat him up for 30 minutes or an hour to say, who should I be thinking about? You're one of the best basketball minds out there. Who would you recommend? I don't think there's anything negative about doing something like that. And then if you can't get kind of one of those names, you know, an Archie Miller or Chris Mack, maybe you move down to some more up-and-coming coaches like Chris Holtman, Chris Collins, and I'm throwing Collins out there. I know I'm speaking to a Chicago audience. I am not saying he is absolutely a candidate. Please understand.
Oh, don't worry. That's how we're going to run it as soon as you're done.
Right. Our program director will have Big Voice guy doing something. Have you heard the rumors?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think if you're Indiana, the way Fred Glass has talked about his ambition, the way he's talked about the resources at his disposal, I think you take the helicopter to the top of the mountain and you work your way down. Now, I'm saying all that and watch Indiana go out and hire some, 34-year-old assistant that nobody's ever heard of, and I look like the biggest idiot in the world. Lord knows it wouldn't be the first time in my life. But just the way Fred Glass is talking, the way he's acting, the vibes that he's sending out, I get the sense he wants to aim basically as high as possible and then start working his way down the pyramid from there until he can, land in a spot that he's comfortable with.
I've heard a lot of love for the name you mentioned, Chris Holtman, the Butler head coach. I know there's at least one faction there that is very strong on that young man.
Well, and the Butler thing is, Butler is, in a way, Butler's almost eaten into Indiana's popularity just a little bit. If anything, I think what it's kind of done is, I think you get IU fans who sort of split off and also are Butler fans, because most of the time, particularly until Butler wound up in the Big East, you could kind of be both a Butler fan and an IU fan without any real danger of crossover. They didn't play that often. Now they still play once every other year, but still it's not that regular. And you've got, Thad Matta was at Butler. Brad Stevens is obviously a Butler, and Holtman's done a really good job. I mean, he inherited a very, very tenuous situation with the whole Brandon Miller mess and everything that happened there, and he's basically just picked it up and run with it. Now they're in he has taken that transition to the Big East, which looked like it might be merciless on Butler for about a year and a half, and he's actually turned him into one of the best programs in the Big East. Now he's got him back in the Sweet 16. I forget, I'm going to be honest, I forget who they're playing this weekend. I've just been so focused on the coaching search, but for my money, there is as good of a chance to win at least one game this weekend as anybody. So I would totally understand the appeal of Holtman. He's also a younger guy. I think he's 42, 43, somewhere in there. So it's kind of a mix of he's done a really good job, and there's also, I think, a local romanticism attached to what Butler's been able to achieve over the last 10, 15 years or so, that's kind of probably bolstering that as well.
Oh, Zach, I can't imagine that we could have had a more thorough look at what's going on in Bloomington right now. So we really appreciate you being the guy for us today.
No, absolutely. I wish I could provide more clarity, but if I could provide more clarity, my newspaper would be full of it, believe me. So.
Thank you, Zach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star. He's the IU beat reporter.
Yeah, so apparently I've angered the Indiana University people out there.
How so? What'd you do?
Because I said University of Indiana.
Yeah, I know. Blasphemy.
So listen carefully.
Blasphemy.
For the people that I've offended and who take that very seriously, I apologize.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, kiss my butt. No.
And if that's not enough, then you can kiss my ass.
I thought you were going to go Sam Jackson voice.
No.
Oh, speaking of which, but he's in Kong, right?
Yeah.
And he's acting the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
And this is what he does.
It's...
Yeah, he's Sam. He's pretty much just Samuel L. Jackson in different universes.
Samuel Jackson Samuel L. Jackson
Star Wars
Kong.
Sam.
Yeah.
You've got Snakes on a Plane Sam. I mean... You've got Goodfellas Sam.
All I know is the Sam in these commercials with Barkley and Spike Lee, though somehow three people I generally like have combined to ruin everything for everybody. I like
Snakes on a Plane didn't do it for you.
Oh my God.
It's just, I loved it.
It's just
the snack hoodie. I do
okay,
like
but
that
commercial. Image is
I
that,
like that commercial.
That's just the image though. Right. The snapshot of
eating
that is
chips out of a hoodie.
That he has a
that's
food
hilarious.
Bag. Yeah. That is clever. But just in general, there's for that much comedic talent to rise so
I only got 30 seconds.
I know.
What do you want them to do?
Something funnier. Short answer, it should be better than that. It just seems like with all of that there, the outtakes, I guarantee you, are better than what actually makes it on there.
Right, yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah, those probably aren't the outtakes. That was, you know, one of the greatest lines in Sam's movie history. And if you look at his IMDb, he's been in every movie. So you can't really miss
him. He's Michael Caine. He's the new Michael Caine because he does it. Sam, would you start? Yes. Sam, we'd like it. Yes. Yes. He just likes acting.
He likes money.
He likes money.
He enjoys money.
He likes acting and golf. He's apparently like a.
He can be president.
But we're not allowed to say what the golf is. Are you here, Spicer, today?
No.
Trying to explain that his golf is different because his golf is better for the country than his predecessor's golf.
Oh, he's getting like business deals.
Right,
though.
But when asked why and how, he said that he deserves privacy in that regard. But this is the good kind of golf.
Not the bad
and
golf.
And the other
that
golf
Obama
was the right. fake black guy golf.
Anybody up for a round of fake black guy golf? All right, I'm going to need J.C. Watts. I'm going to need.
Calvin Pete.
I was about to say, let me pump my brakes right there.
Don't get Tiger because he looked. You don't want him around because he looks too bad.
Tiger, somebody's going to have to really be a friend to Tiger.
Tiger looks like my guy homeless on the bridge blowing bubbles.
Yeah, Tiger's.
Does he?
Tiger's got no real friends out there that are allowing him to go out there with the half Stephen A., half, you know.
That's what
George Jefferson.
Hey, I can say
Artist this. Gilmore kind of like when you start to have
Granville
to brush it
Waiters.
To the
back.
Yeah, like it's time to go. It's time to come on to the crib. We got the shears waiting for you. You know, you can't rely on your barber either because your barber still want that money up out you. Like, I know I'm going to have to go pretty soon here. I know that. I've been holding on for more. This will be the third straight summer where I've been holding on. But you need to drop that album now, Tiger. Like that. Like we've been waiting for that record because he went blonde and he didn't come back from it.
Have you seen the memes for Trey Gowdy? Speaking of hair. People are just, that's another one today that at the hearings, I guess Trey Gowdy's got some interesting hair things going on. And somebody tweeted the pictures of him and it said, "This is what happens when you only let straight white men do your hair." Bernstein and Goff, you have the score.
Go to 670thescore.com/bracket challenge today to complete your bracket and have a chance to win a $200 gift card to Twin Peaks Restaurant.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. With radio silence out of Tiger Woods as Augusta approaches, the cat finally came out of hibernation to hawk his book. Because while the one-time greatest golfer on the planet is busted up and broken down physically and mentally and may no longer be able to break 80, get in the way of him trying to sell you something and watch the cat close like he's wearing his Sunday red. And right now, the cat is looking downright Tebowian and breaking some fake news of his own by saying he's still not sure whether or not he'll be ready in time for Augusta. Quote, "God, I hope so. I'm trying. I'm trying everything to be able to get back in play. I love that event. It's meant so much to me in my life. It has so much history and meaning to me. I'd love to get back." End quote. Yo, your life, your legacy, do what you want with it or what's left of it. And go ahead and try and sell me a book if you want to. Just stop trying to sell any of us that you have anything left. I'm Jim Rome.
The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, is a new show taking an in-depth look at horse racing and other sports topics. Hosted by The Score's Brian Hanley and Eric Barlin of Tito's, the guys' inaugural show cover the upcoming college basketball tournament, upcoming derby preps, and racing contenders, including some solid picks, and the future of Illinois horse racing. Visit cbschicago.com/Tito's to tune in. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Please drink responsibly.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today. Hey.
Driving in Chicagoland can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Potholes, fender benders, cars take a beating. It's time to get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass.
With locations across Chicagoland and northwest Indiana, Gerber can start work today. Think you don't have time to wait for repairs? Well, Gerber's faster than average cycle time has you in and out in no time. When you stop into your local Gerber, enter to win tickets to watch the last Blackhawks home game of the season in a suite. Stop by your local Gerber location and enter to win a pair of suite tickets to watch the April 2nd home game. Get it to Gerber!
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
To count the discounts, save driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Taxes.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. So if your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team right now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. And if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, you've said leaders are really psychologists. What does psychology have to do with leadership?
So I heard one of the baseball managers in town say that he's really just a psychologist. That's an amazing observation, given the increased use of sophisticated metrics and the complicated business that modern baseball has become. But the truth is, every institution is a people business. And every leader's most important role is to select, coach, and develop talent. Too often we get overly focused on desired outcomes or the endless list of tasks we need to complete. The best leaders spend most of their time thinking about what the team needs from them, and it drives how they allocate their time.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have five home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with college basketball. Lots going on today. Illinois' new head coach, Brad Underwood, and athletic director Josh Whitman, they will join the Spiegelman Parkin show tomorrow morning at 10. On the court, Illinois takes on Boise State in the NIT. Coverage here on The Score starts at 7:30. Earlier today, Chris Collins from Northwestern, he joined us, Spiegelman Parkins. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play at Toronto tomorrow. The Raptors at 41-29 are fourth in the East. Earlier today, the team assigned Cameron Payne to the Windy City Bulls. Also in the NBA this evening, the Pacers host the Jazz and Golden State visits the Thunder. In hockey, the top-seeded Blackhawks are also off today. They skate in Vancouver tomorrow night. AHL, the Wolves lost to Grand Rapids 3-2. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Spring training games going on right now. The Cubs and Rockies are scoreless in the second. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. Eloy Jimenez is out for at least 3 weeks with a bone bruise in his shoulder. The White Sox and Giants right now are scoreless in the second. World Baseball Classic. Netherlands plays Puerto Rico. That game starts at 9 tonight. And NFL News and Notes Competition Committee, they want to begin hiring full-time refs in time for the 2017 season. A couple signings today as well. Geno Smith with the Giants and E.J. Manuel is going to sign with the Raiders. Join the Score and Dos Equis at McFadden's Restaurant and Saloon, 1206 North State Parkway in Chicago, Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by, watch the game, enjoy a cold Dos Equis, and grab some great Score prizes. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. With hundreds of providers, you'll be able to access the personal care you need, even same day. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
This is a great string of texts here from this angry guy in the 708. This is here's all you need to know about college basketball. Here's what pisses people off. 45 minutes ago, you made fun of Underwood for not using the plural championships, but then during an interview, a guy who grows up in Chicago and Evanston for 30-plus years doesn't know the proper name of the last university to go undefeated.
There it is.
When it's in an adjoining state.
Seriously, you don't know the difference between IU and UI? The hypocrisy gets old.
What hypocrisy?
Eat me.
Yeah. Either don't know or don't care.
Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
The last university to go undefeated in the adjoining state. Dude, you need to
calm down.
Put the pom-poms down, big shooter.
Calm down. It's going to be all right. You're still okay. You'll still be able to root for your 17 to 21-year-olds, you know, up until March where their hearts get broken. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
That's in the,
trust me.
The need
and if not,
eat me.
The need a hug category.
You can eat me.
It's just
college sports fans.
Galileo, Galileo.
College sports fans.
It's
are,
all right, man.
Are a thing.
This is me holding a fish, and these are my Bible quotes, and this is my ugly ass family. I don't get the anger. Like, we're just here talking some hoops, talking about some coaches, and to get that angry.
You don't know anything.
The best is
he was absolutely the first choice, except for the other guys who didn't want the job. What are you talking about?
The best is the consensus or...
I love Jesus!
The survey taken by every texter's constituency. This is what is pissing my people off, and I'm here to voice their concerns.
I think this, and I'm not the only one, because I talk to people, and they all say the same things I think.
It's Monday.
I'm more important. This text makes me seem like I am.
Oh, dude, we had a guy earlier tell me his real estate ventures and how much money he's made from them.
That guy was classic.
Because I told a guy.
You should dox that guy.
I told a guy to calm down and relax. And the fact that, you know, we have both reached a point in our lives where we are getting paid to talk sports.
That's all.
It's not that serious. Anybody that talks about money doesn't have it. And then he texts me.
I know that you're going to declare personal bankruptcy because I'm a successful real estate agent.
He told me that.
In the Chicagoland area.
He sold
something. Here's my card. Look me up.
Something for $100 million. And I'm like, dude, I don't care.
Did he think that he actually gets the $100 million?
I don't care.
Right.
Like, this is all fun. We're having a good time. Sometimes we talk about things that are very, very serious. Like, for instance, before we're out of here at 6 o'clock, the Confederate flag flying over NCAA arenas and John Elway putting things on Broncos letterhead. Or Colin... By the way, we can stop asking the question because I've seen it over the last 3 days. We can stop asking this question. Is Colin Kaepernick being blackballed? Yes. Yes, he is.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
Yes, he is. He couldn't be more blackballed if he had a black ball growing out of his head. He is being blackballed. You don't have to ask it anymore. We don't have to talk about it anymore. If you think that there are 96 people in the NFL that are playing quarterback that are better than him and the numbers that he put up last year, I don't know, like EJ Manuel or Geno Smith, then fine. If you think it has nothing to do with his stance and pointing out the hypocrisies of this country, then fine.
Yeah,
but stop asking the question.
The 708 says, you're making fun of people who love Jesus. But you're the first one that takes a holiday off.
Yes.
But no, I'm making fun of people yes. who in their Twitter profiles have Bible verses and claim their love for whatever God and then are spewing obscenities at strangers.
And liking,
roll damn tide.
And liking S&M stuff on Twitter.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yes.
You suck and you're effing ridiculous and I hate you and your family. Philippians 14, 12,
Psalms 21, 11 now. Right. Come on now. Yeah, but by the way, none of that that Dan said, yes, that's me. That's me. I will be taking off every... You don't even have to guess. Like, these are the shows that I will be taking off. If you are considering taking off of work because it's a holiday, religious or otherwise, know that I won't be on the air that day. That's the day that you can listen to the station again, apparently. So I wouldn't even hide behind that.
It's all the Jewish holidays, too.
No
doubt.
That's
so weird.
Sign me up.
Yeah,
Shlomo Goff over here.
Tubishvat rolls around and he's celebrating
You're
the trees.
You're damn right. The Polish holidays, line them up. What is it?
Pulaski Day. We already got screwed up.
Yeah, you know, Tommy Kleinschmidt Day, whatever you want to give me. You know, give me that, too. I'm in.
He's that. Polish.
I'm going to make him that's Polish right now.
That's about as German as it gets.
I'm messing around. But you know what I'm saying. And listen.
They need a day too.
If there's an original American / Native American holiday that I can take off, I will take that off as well. Give me some other holidays of things that I am not a part of. No doubt.
Ramadan?
Yes. No doubt about it.
All of Ramadan.
Yes.
The entire period of Ramadan.
And I will eat the entire time.
Eating pork to celebrate Ramadan. He's Jason Goff.
From sunup to sundown. I am the reverse Akeem Olajuwon.
Bruce Levine joins us next to talk Cubs and Sox on The Score.
See the Cubs defend their world championship title live at Wrigley for every single home game this season for free.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's our Cubs season tickets giveaway. Listen to The Score all day now through April 8th to find out when you can qualify. When Pat Hughes says
the Cubs are going to the World Series.
See the sixth call to the contest line at 312-591-6700 and you'll qualify to win a pair of Cubs regular season tickets.
The Cubs have done it!
From Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Fleet.
I'm bad at remembering important things, and you'd think with all the technology out there, I'd be better at it. I remembered my anniversary today, so that was a start. I remember my daughter's birthday, and I remember that today's my 18th wedding anniversary, but I'm just generally really bad at it. The good news is that ProFlowers has come up with the ultimate solution to ensure you never miss an important date and a gift you have to get. ProFlowers has launched the Pro Gifter service. This is brand new, and it's a foolproof way to never forget an event. You look awesome all year. So what Pro Gifter does is it allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries to same or different bouquets to 3 addresses or the same up to 1 year in advance. So if you procrastinate, you forget the anniversary or the birthday, this is the service for you. It's 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you're going to save time and money. It's up to $70 in savings, and you'll look thoughtful. You'll look like you spent a lot more than you did. It's ProFlowers, so you know they're buying directly from the best growers. You're getting fresh flowers, and they're backed by their 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now, you are thinking about that occasion for which you're going to have to send flowers. So go to ProFlowers.com and look for the Pro Gifter banner. It's right on the homepage. You pick your flowers, you set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's ProFlowers.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Who doesn't want 3 times more? 3 times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or 3 times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you 3 times the internet speed without 3 times the price. So triple down and get internet plans starting at $29.99 a month. Visit Huawei.com today. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling fast. Some are selling day one with multiple offers, and it's only March. It's never been more important to make sure you're pre-approved by a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a house this year, it's time for the Home Loan Expert Office to get you pre-approved. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Resident Trouble Works Licensee.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Develop another sense or tool about himself, and I think
this is. I know when I started with the Rays, Andrew and I had a lot of discussions back then, and that's when it was really more nouveau, and people weren't doing it nearly as much. And I felt we had a better advantage then. I think now everybody's kind of doing it. So, like, the edges are going away. The margins are disappearing because everybody's doing the same thing.
Yeah, analytics are no big deal anymore. It's just baseball now. And there's no market inequity with some people knowing some secret information because everybody has the information, everybody wants the information, and better understands it. And here to talk some baseball with us is a guy you can follow on Twitter at MLB, Bruce Levine. Bruce Levine is on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. The madness is here. Don't drop the ball. Watch the games with a Home Run In Pizza today. So Cubs camp this morning, the White Sox-Giants game now. Back and forth you go. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing well. It's, the labor of love here in Arizona with the good weather and everything. So looking forward to getting home in about 9 or 10 days and start the season. But, yeah, the news out of Cubs camp today, certainly Jimenez injuring a shoulder that was a little bit cranky, according to general manager Jed Hoyer, before he did it. An awkward throw created a some type of reaction in his shoulder that created a bone bruise. How that happens, we don't know, but that is the story. They're sticking to it. They'll miss 3 weeks of inactivity, and then they will bring him along somewhere in their minor league system. But he created a very good buzz here in spring training, showing a lot of power and the ability to play well against the teams that he played against here in spring training. And they feel he has a very bright future.
What else happened over the weekend for either team that you thought mattered, if anything?
Well, you know, I think with the Cubs, the continued battle between Montgomery and Anderson is something that we watched. I think what you're going to see is a two-headed monster. And I don't know. I know you guys are smart enough to follow up with the question: how do you have a fifth and sixth starter and keep the other guys stretched out? And I don't know how they do that. We asked Joe Madden that question today, but I think it's Anderson's job to win because he's been a starter throughout his career and he's never relieved. I think Montgomery is also starter 5A after that, meaning that he gets stretched out at some time in May or June and comes in as a quasi-sixth pitcher if everything is ideal with Anderson and he holds up. But that's how it appears coming out right now. They're both pitching on the same days, both Anderson and Montgomery. And Montgomery's shown that he can do both. He talked to us as in the clubhouse this morning about how he's not worried about either and that he embraces both jobs. And with that type of attitude, I think it'll go a long way.
Schwarber leading off, has the experiment yielded the results that they were hoping as far as him just seeing pitches and being forced to be pitched to?
Yeah, Jason, I think so. I mean, you know, what they look at, and, you know, you played that cut from Joe yesterday talking about the advanced metrics that they study. Joe gave the geeks, as he puts it, a job in the offseason, and that is to break down how the lineup would play out with Schwarber as the leadoff man and with pitcher batting eighth, meaning somebody like Jay or Almora would bat ninth. And they came up with a perception that the Cubs, with that lineup, are going to score more runs this year than they would if Dexter Fowler had stayed around. And that was the statement. They scored an average of 5 runs last year. I think the people around the Cubs believe that with that lineup against right-handed pitching, the Cubs are more apt to score 5.5 runs a game start this year. So that's their projection. That's how they're going with it. And you know, it makes sense to me. I mean, I don't think you miss a lot with Schwarber leading off, especially when you project him not always leading off an inning after the first.
I want to bounce this off of you. This is a recent newsletter by our guy Joe Sheehan, who is just talking about the White Sox, giving them sort of a look from above. He said, if the Sox don't have the worst on-base percentage in the American League, it won't be for a lack of trying, with even their good players short on left turns at first base. So the strengths here are right-handed power and right-handed relief, but with not enough of either to make an impression. And he concludes by saying that the most important moments of this season will occur off the field, with Rick Hahn trading Jose Quintana and getting lesser returns on Todd Frazier, David Robertson. He said, there's almost no one here yet. Carlos Rodon, maybe Tim Anderson, who will be on the next Sox playoff team. Agree?
Yeah, no, I agree with a lot of that. I think that's accurate. And I think that right now the White Sox are too good for their own good right now. And that means that you have Quintana, you have Robertson at the end, you have Jones at the end, you have Frazier at third. This is a team that has to win 72 to 75 games if nobody's moved off. But that's not going to get you where you want to go, to the next level, which is down. You want to go down. You want to move these guys for more young guys. You want to be able to draft high in the draft over the next 3 and 4 years. That is the method that they want to use. And if you win 75 games and you draft 12th or 13th, it's not going to get you where you want to go. So I agree pretty much with what he said. I think Anderson and Rodon are probably the guys that are going to be around, and the rest of the guys are going to be remembered like, you know, the Cubs remember the Ryan Sweeneys and the people like that who were around for just being bodies in uniforms for 2 or 3 years before they got it going.
Are those the unintended consequences of actually stating the plan? Is that people around baseball know that you have to sell, or you have told your fan base that you want to sell, and they can kind of wait you out with you know, middling offers at best?
No, you know, Jason, I don't think they can wait you out because they have their own agendas that they have to accomplish, or they end up losing their jobs. Somebody that's going to acquire a Quintana from the White Sox is going to put his job maybe in jeopardy by offering three top young players that the White Sox want back. And if that trade doesn't work out well, then somebody could be in jeopardy. I don't think anybody can afford to wait the White Sox out on a guy like Quintana. Now, with Frazier or Melky Cabrera or some of the other guys that are more likely to be traded at the deadline or around then, yeah, you can wait them out a little bit. Those guys are not going to bring back the cachet of young players that you hope to get back for Quintana. Quintana's number one. You hope you get something decent back in a Robertson deal, although the $25 million hanging over your head is also important. You know, you have to weigh whether you want a player back or you want to get that money back to use sometime in the future.
All right, we just got a couple seconds here, but when do you think the Cubs are going to make the final call on how many pitchers are going to carry, what the end of their roster, what the end of their bench is going to look like, the whole can they keep Matt Caesar, or are they going to go with La Stella? How long until you think they're going to do that?
Yeah, I think probably this time next week, Dan, that'll be the topic matter. We'll hear all about their starting rotation, which is not going to be any surprise, up 1 through 4, probably by tomorrow. Tomorrow's an off day, probably Wednesday. And, you know, there's nothing to really say. I mean, you know, you know what 1 through 4 is going to be. It's just going to be 5. And as you said, Caesar's going to get traded somewhere. They have too many outfield options. He's out of options. So he has to get moved somewhere before the deadline. Or before we end spring training here. There's just no room on the roster. I think next Monday or Tuesday we'll know for sure.
All right, Bruce, thanks as always, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bruce Levine covering the Cubs and the White Sox from Arizona. First 3 hours of the show, put a lot of stuff out there today. We had a lot of college basketball look with some deep dive from the Oklahoma State side of the Illini coach.
Some good Indiana stuff.
Yeah, really good Indiana stuff. You're paying attention to what Zach Osterman had, too. And I know there are people that had some thoughts and things on all of that, and you've got more to come.
Yeah. I got a question for you because Joel Quenneville and LeBron James have the same problem, and I need you to figure it out. So we'll do that.
That's a good tease.
Thank you. Once a week.
That's nice.
I just take a tease and I just.
Yeah. Joel Quenneville and LeBron James have the same problem.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Damn right. Go ahead and try to figure it out. And it's not Kaner.
Yeah. Stick.
All right. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. This won't pay off the way you think it will next, right here on 670 The Score.
Thank you, Chicago, for making Mully and Hanley the number one sports talk morning show in Chicago. Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you've been looking for the best place to watch college hoops, then look no further. The Whistle Sports Bar and Grill in Oak Lawn boasts 28 TVs, 2 video walls, and a processor allowing 4 games on 1 TV. If that's not enough, they offer an unbelievable menu filled with items inspired from executive chef Rick Michalowski. Pair their signature mango habanero wings with Samuel Adams' Rebel Juiced IPA. The Whistle is Oak Lawn's premier sports bar, opening at 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The month of markdowns is happening now at Woodfield Nissan. They're marking down every vehicle in stock. Get low prices, low payments, and a huge selection of over 700 vehicles to choose from. Get a new 2017 Sentra marked down for just $99 a month with $29.99 down, or a new 2017 Rogue marked down for just $149 a month with $34.99 down. Don't miss your shot to save thousands. Get slam dunk savings like $4,000 to $14,000 off MSRP on new Nissans. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months on 6 models. This all-star lineup includes Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Lee.